Chagigat of Yud Aleph Amud Beis, number 1, we are starting the new Perek, Perek Ein Doshin. The Mishnah is going to discuss certain areas of Torah law that one is not allowed to teach and expound upon in small groups. So we start off by saying, Ein Doshin ba'arais b'shloisha, one is not allowed to expound upon the laws of the forbidden relations in a group of three. The Mishnah's, the simple understanding of the Mishnah is that it means three people, including the Rebbe and two students. The Gemara is going to change the understanding of that, but for now we'll take it at face value. V'lo b'maisa b'reishis, one is also not allowed to expound upon the maisa b'reishis, the act of the creation of the world, b'shnaim, in a group of two. V'lo b'merkava, one is also not allowed to expound upon the what's known as the chariot, the maisa merkava, in the Novi Yechezkel, Kabbalistic Torahs there, b'yachid, with only one person. Unless he's a very wise person and he can understand things himself. Anyone who gazes, which means anyone who investigates and tries to study four things, it would be better that he wasn't brought into this world. What are those four things? What is above the world? What is below the world? What is in front of the world? And what is behind the world? There's a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos whether in front and behind the world is talking geographically or chronologically. Either way, for those four things, better that he wasn't created. And the Mishnah ends off by saying, anyone who doesn't have a mercy for the honor of his creator, for Hashem, again, better that he wasn't created and brought into this world. The Gemara tells us, Amras Bereisha, that we were told in the beginning, V'loba Merkava B'yachid, that one is not allowed to learn and teach the Maisa Merkava, the chariot of Yechezkel, in a group of one. V'hado Amras, and then it says, Ela imkein hayachachum emevim midaitoi, unless he's a very wise person who can understand things himself. Now, if he's expounding upon this area of Torah by himself as a yachid, obviously he's a wise person who can do it. So why would the beginning of the Mishnah tell us he's not allowed to do it by himself, and then the Mishnah tells us that he is allowed to do it by himself? Says the Gemara, so now we're going to change the understanding of the Mishnah. Hachi ko'amar, this is what the Mishnah means, and it's going to change all of the cases. Ein doshin ba'arais l'shloisha. Initially we understood that it meant that one is not allowed to expound upon the laws of the forbidden relations in a group of three, meaning Rebbe and two students. Now we're understanding that no, what it means is one is not allowed to expound upon these laws to three people. So it would be a Rebbe and three Talmidim. V'lo b'maisa b'reishis, and similarly we're going to change what it said by maisa b'reishis, the act of creation. One is not allowed to expound upon it, l'shnaim, to two people. V'lo b'merkava l'yachid, and one is not allowed to teach maisa merkava to an individual. And now it makes sense when the Mishnah tells us, Ele imkein hayachachum emevim midaito, unless he's a very wise person and he can understand things himself, and he doesn't need to keep on asking the Rebbe to explain each detail. Ein doshin ba'arayis b'shloisha. So one is not allowed to teach arayis. We understood it to be two people, but now we understand the Gemara changed it. One is not allowed to expound upon these laws to three people. My time, and what's the reason? So the Gemara is going to assume, first of all, that we're somehow deriving this law, this prohibition of teaching arayis to three people. We're going to learn it out from psukim, and then at the end we're going to learn it out from a logic. If you're going to say that we learn this law from the pasuk which says ish ish el kol sha'ar b'soroi, the pasuk referring to the forbidden relations where it says ish ish, every man, el kol sha'ar b'soroi, to all of his relatives, again the verse will end off saying that he's not allowed to come close, and we're going to see from this pasuk that it says ish ish, that's trei, that's two times, two men, sha'ar b'soroi, a close relative is chad, is one. So two, two, and one is three. Va'omar achmona, and then the end of the pasuk says, lo sikravu ligalois erva. Do not come close to reveal the erva. And we're going to understand this as a hint to saying that if you have three people, one should not reveal the laws of erva, of forbidden relations. If that's the case, elema'ata. If that's the case, d'chsiv, then there's other psukim which also say ish ish. So if every time it says ish ish, we're going to assume that it's talking about the verse is only relevant to two people, Then what about over here where it says ish ish ki yakalal eloikov? Every man, ish ish, when he curses his God. Or ish ish ashayitin mizar lamoilech, or every man, ish ish, who gives his child to moilech, to kills his child in the service of a false god. Hachinami, will we also say that those prohibitions only apply to two people because it says ish ish? So again, if we're learning that the Pasuk by Arias, which says ish ish, is coming along to tell us the number of people, then also by over here, in these prohibitions of cursing Hashem and Avodah Zarah, it maybe it also means that you're only transgressing if you do it in a couple of people, with two people. Rather, that can't be the understanding. Those words, ish ish, in the other psukim, by Moilech and by cursing Hashem, they're coming l'rabois es hanachrim. It's coming to include the non-Jew in those prohibitions. Shemuzharin al birkas Hashem, because they are also warned and prohibited from, they call it blessing Hashem. It's really a euphemism for cursing Hashem. They are not allowed to curse Hashem. Va'al avodah zarah, and also prohibited for avodah zarah. Ki Yisrael, just like a Jew. So hainomi, so too over here, when we're talking about the Arayis, mi boile, we need the words ish ish, every man, le rabbi says anachrim, to include the non-Jew, shemusaren al ha'arayis, who are also commanded against the prohibitions of the forbidden relations, ki Yisrael, just like a Jew. So we tried to learn out from those words, ish ish, that's coming along to tell us that one is not allowed to teach it to a small group of people. However, it's clear that the words ish ish is actually coming along to teach us that the prohibition of Arias applies equally to a Jew and a non-Jew. Ella, rather, the source for this law in our Mishnah of teaching to a small group, midichsiv, comes from the Pasuk which says, Ushmartim es mishmarti, guard my safeguarding, says Hashem. Ushmartem, now Ushmartem is a plural. You shall guard, you plural shall guard. Trey, that's two. Mishmarti, my safeguard, is chad, is one. So therefore we see three. Va'amar Rachmon, and then Hashem says, Levilti asois michukos hatoy evois. To not do these wicked and despicable actions. So we're learning here that one should not engage in the teaching of Arias to three people. But if that's the case, Elo Me'ato, Dichsiv, another Pasuk also says, Ushmartim es HaShabbos, you, plural, must keep the Shabbos. So if we're going to say that Ushmartem means that the verse applies to two people, then we should also say the same by Shabbos. And similarly, Ushmartim es HaMatzos, you shall guard the matzahs by Pesach. So too, it should only be, it should apply by two people. Ushmartim es mishmeres hakodesh, and similarly by the avoide in the Beis HaMikdash, it says, and you shall guard the mishmeres hakodesh, the service of the holy. Hachinami, so too, should we also say that these laws only apply to two people? Ella, Amar Ravashi, rather Ravashi says, we cannot learn this law in our Mishnah from Psukim. So he says, "My ein dorshim ba'arayis b'shloisha." What does it mean when the Mishnah says that one is not allowed to teach and expound upon the laws of the forbidden relations to three people? It means ein dorshim b'sisrei arayis b'shloisha. It means one is not allowed to darshan, one is not allowed to expound upon the hidden laws of the forbidden relations. There are certain forbidden relations which are not explicitly written in the Torah itself. They are derived through extra words and things like that. So he says that the prohibition only applies to those areas of Arayis. Now, my timer, what's the reason? So he says, Savarahu, it's a basic logic. Why? Because Beitrei, when you have two people, two Talmidim, Ki Yosvi Kame Rabaihu, when two students would sit in front of their Rebbe, Chad Shokul Vatari Bahadei Rabbe, one of them's going to get into a conversation with his Rebbe, Ve'idach, and the other one, Matzli Udne, he's going to turn his ear and pay attention, Le Gemara, to whatever the Rebbe is saying. So he's not going to miss out. But as soon as you have three people in the group, the Rebbe teaching to three Talmidim, Chad Shakul Vatari Bahadei Rabbi, one of the Talmidim is going to start engaging in a conversation with the Rebbe, V'hanach Trei Shakul Vatari Bahadei Hadodi, and the other two are going to start talking, having a conversation with themselves. V'loy yodai maiko amar rabbihu, and they're not going to know what the Rebbe said about a certain law. What's going to happen, potentially? And they will mistakenly come to allow a forbidden relation because they weren't listening to their Rebbe. So says the Gemara, if that's true, then kol haTorah nami. Then whenever you're teaching anything in Torah law, one should not teach to three people because of this concern. Answers the Gemara. It says, Arai is shiny. It's different when we're talking about the forbidden relations. Why? To Omar Mar, because Mar told us, Gezel v'arayos, that theft and the forbidden relations, both of those two areas of Torah law, Nafsho machmadosan umis avolehem, that a person desires and covets and wants to be able to allow those types of things because there's a strong Yetzirah for theft and for forbidden relations. So therefore, this prohibition doesn't apply to all areas of Torah, only Arayis. Asks the Gemara, Ihachi, if that's the case, you've just told me that a person is more likely to misunderstand and allow forbidden things when it comes to Arayis and Gezel, so then Gezel Nami. Then we should also prohibit a teacher from teaching the laws of theft to a group of three for the same reason that we don't want to do it by Arayis. Answers the Gemara, Arayis bein b'fon of bein shalo b'fon of nafish yitzrei. Says the Gemara that whether a person is confronted with a temptation of forbidden relations or not, whether it's in front of him or not, his Yetzirah is burning against him in that area. But when it comes to theft, b'fon of nafish yitzrei, only when the opportunity to steal is right in front of him, that's when the Yetzirah gets him. But shalo b'fon of, but when it's not in front of him, lo nafish yitzrei, he's not going to have a strong Yetzirah. So to summarize, we said that in our Mishnah that there are certain areas of Torah law that one is not allowed to expound. The Gemara explained that one is not allowed to expound in the case of Arayis. We're starting with to three people. We tried to learn it out from Psukim, but it didn't work. And the end of the Gemara told us that really it's a logic that if one would teach Arayis to three people, while one of the Talmidim is listening to the Rebbe and talking to the Rebbe, the other two will get it involved in their own conversation, and they might possibly come to allow a forbidden relation. And again, this was only a prohibition when one was teaching the secret laws of Arayis, meaning the hidden laws that aren't explicit in the Torah. We said, why Arayis and not all other laws? Because there's a special Yetzirah for Arayis and Gezel. So then why not Gezel? And we answer because Gezel, the Yetzirah, is only when one is confronted with the opportunity to steal. However, Arayis, forbidden relations, the Yetzirah is always there, even in the classroom in this case.